is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes.
Man, gotta love being stuck in an extended stay for many, many days.
Extended stay? You're living the dream, buddy. The nice thing about the extended stay, when you do get a divorce, all the lawyers who are divorce lawyers advertise in the elevator.
And they're right there already with you. Honestly,
they're
that's
waiting.
What's almost nice. It's like, I'm here, I'm wondering, we're at an extended stay.
Yeah.
You may wonder why I sound different. It's because of that. And what's nice is you got the burn marks on the wall.
Cool.
Right, where all of the divorced dads burnt the last meal that they made before they committed suicide.
Oh.
And then if I want to help someone traffic a person, it's right out there.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea.
It's right out there. I could go right out there. I could
get
a pub sub. I could get a garbage bag to hide her in.
Wow. Humans are not Christmas gifts. They are people. Don't traffic them. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Side Stories. I am Ben.
Don't traffic people, please.
Hanging out with Henry, the man who is just newly understanding the rights of people not to be trafficked. We have a great episode for y'all today. We hope you have just a fantastic Christmas, because we could spend this whole day, we could spend this whole episode talking about the magic of Christmas and what an experience it was.
I have just been on such a sleigh ride. It has been such a fun thing watching your parents be super sick. You got to walk them through a window.
Whoa.
And then, that's fun. And then it, just the idea of being in beautiful Florida, where I had a woman call me a fatso on the street because I was walking down the street and then I wasn't moving fast enough for her fucking rascal or whatever, her rascal mobile. She had a fucking big fat person's van and she was in it. And she was waiting there. And then she said, nice walking, fatso, because I had Einstein's bagel in a bag. And you know what they brought me back? All the way to middle school.
Isn't that nice? Well, it does seem as if people haven't quite evolved from the middle school attitude out there in Florida. It does remind me a little bit of Ghislaine, though. Perhaps for the first time, Henry Zebrowski, you were attempted to be hunted.
Ooh.
Because you say she had a van. Fatso, perhaps that's code word for, that's what my billionaire boyfriend likes. He told me to go get him a fatso.
The old boy, listen, I want you to wrangle him fat. So by the time we get him through customs, they're skinny.
Oh,
you gotta really do the waiting game on it. We have a lot of updates
Buffalo
this week.
Billet. We do.
We don't have anything on Ghislaine because the deliberations are still happening, which is, we both had a lawyerly like discussion before the show about whether or not that helps or hurts a prosecution, and
because
we are just going to agree to disagree.
Well, the thing is, Henry said he heard what he heard was it helped the defense, and what I heard was it helps the prosecution. And again, we will just wait to see what the verdict is. The reason that I said that, though, by the way, is because then it tends to mean that one person isn't agreeing, and there's one 12th angry woman being like, what she did was wrong, but who has not trafficked a minor for a man?
And they're like, what? What?
Ma'am?
Ma'am.
But I thought that it was the opposite, because I thought that if a bunch of people, I thought that a lot of times it's quicker, email us, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com, if you're a trial lawyer, if you know what the hell we're talking about. But like, it feels like if you're going to be quickly innocent, it would happen very quick. Like, if you're going to be innocent, it's going to be really quick. I guess I must also hold for guilty.
Again,
I don't fucking know.
Shoot us an email. All right. Well, Henry did mention we have some updates. And we did talk about Ghislaine here, but it's time to talk about something
more
exceptionally
important.
Serious. I don't know about more, but let's say adjacently important. Okay, sure. Pooping, everyone does it, but not everyone does it in a goodwill. And Henry, I know that you were like tirelessly working. This was your Matthew McConaughey moment.
Yes.
I know you had a bunch of series of defecation posters up and you were trying to connect the dots. Like, who could the mystery pooper be when it comes to this goodwill?
I was all the way down the list to suspicious farters. You know what I mean? I went all the way being like, are you farting in a place where you shouldn't be? Hey, let's think about this. So because it's like, when it comes down to it, but people have mixed feelings about goodwill. We got some emails about it. But what it is interesting is the fact that you're still not allowed to legally poop in there. And we covered this story right before the break, talking about this man. He was a mystery pooper. And of course, the day we published the episode, thanks to the tireless work of the employees at the Goodwill, They fucking got him.
They got him.
Pennsylvania state troopers, they are involved. Apparently, this is a state level crime.
It could be because he probably carried his intestinal poop across state lines, across county lines. Therefore, he damn near got a federal offense, probably.
This motherfucker, apparently, he's 71 years fun. He's an eerie man. They're not identifying him because apparently they're not charging him with anything. And they said that he admitted, which is must have been the saddest afternoon of that 71-year-old's life.
Was
when
it?
When he's sitting there in the back of this fucking trooper car and they're all like, all right, now listen, did you do this? Did you do this? And him just going like, no, there's no way. No, I simply can't poop even once a day. Honestly, my tubes are so clogged. And they're like, sir, we have the documents. We've seen the trail of evidence.
Yes,
you know
what
I mean? I don't know. And then he's head hanging. Yes, it was indeed me. Because not only did he admit to that pooping, but also to one 2 weeks prior where he had pooped. But you remember that one he hid with the shovel. At least he tried to do some kind of cover up. But he shot into that same goodwill two times. He admitted it. And the way they got him was he came and he left another dump. Right. And they
one dump
watched
too many.
Him. Yes, of course, because you know what? It's like drug dealing, because you either get arrested or you get killed. Serial pooping, it's exactly the same.
Kind of.
Someone saw the dookie, the little Hershey's Kiss there, and they saw him run. They got the license plate, set the cops after him.
Right.
And man, he fucking flipped like Simone Biles. There is no reason, man. He didn't hold out. He didn't call a lawyer. He just straight up said, yep, it was me. I done did it. I'm the pooper.
And I am going to say, number one, thank you for your honesty.
So, I mean, maybe he can get the kind of help he needs now.
Well, I don't think he needs any help. Obviously, his bowels are flowing very well. That's a sign of good health. Again,
I don't know.
You know, don't do it in a good will. But if that dookie was going in the toilet, I'm sure every nurse would be happy with him. Number two, what else did he show? Even the elderly. It's not about getting free coffee. It's not about, oh, I get half off at my Starbucks and I get a free bagel whenever I go into McDonald's. Sometimes it's also about sending a message to the youth that they still got it.
They still got it.
He's not the world's. He's not the greatest generation. He's the Korean War generation, which was the forgotten war.
So that's not Gen X.
71. I don't believe so.
I don't know.
But he does. If they were to charge him, but as Henry said, they are not charging him. Perhaps out of the Christmas spirit.
I think that yes, he's the last Christmas pardon that came in this year.
Yep, absolutely. The turkeys and this guy, he does possibly face open lewdness, which is a third degree misdemeanor. But you know what I think? If you're going to punish this man, you just got to put him on toilet duty for a week. Go to
You got to rub his face in it.
Rub his nose in it. Hit him with a newspaper.
Hit him with a newspaper. That's the only time I believe in corporal punishment is when it's for an old man.
There you go. Now, so that's an update from Pennsylvania. So for all of those people who are locking your doors and cutting your hair as if it was the Son of Sam era, you can breathe easy.
Breathe easy.
Unless you have COVID.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
But that's okay.
It's going to be very difficult for you.
Breathe easy in Pennsylvania for now, because the mystery pooper. He has been found.
He's behind bars. He's in Arkham
Asylum.
He's
not. He's literally not behind bars.
No, he's free. He's going to do it again.
You can totally do anything. So as a matter of fact, you don't have to lock the doors again. Relock the doors. There you go.
Now, this other update comes from Louisiana. Ooh. And what I want to say is thank you to the incredible people at the Le Petit Grocery, which was the restaurant I ate in New Orleans. We got listeners on the staff. They fucking hooked it up for me. Mm. It was absolutely delicious. And I wish I lived in New Orleans. I got to get back there. I fucking love that place. I mean, I'll die there. Obviously, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to have a heart attack when I'm 55, but it'll be worth it. Now, there's some people quit being an artist a lot of times because of harsh criticism. Right,
but then you're not an artist, are you?
This is what I'm saying, is that there are people out there that your dreams get squashed because people say no to you one time and then you don't understand, oh no, you actually got to stick up for your own guns. Because
it's
the life
of the artist is nonstop no's.
No, and absolutely. And being a writer or being a painter, like, you know, just because you're not published, it doesn't mean you're not a writer. You're not a painter. You could still be these things. You can do this. Well, and like, there's some people, this is what I'm saying is that there's some people that aren't shut down. by this type of criticisms because they have a dream and they have something they want to do. And I remember, if you remember, the man that was arrested for pretending to be a special needs adult, and he tried to get a bunch of people to come over and be his nurse and wipe his bottom for him while he pretended to be a baby with Down syndrome.
This is adjacent to our deeper guy. Yes, not a good thing.
He got arrested in March of 2021. He was arrested already. We've covered the story.
Yes,
and he got again. Rutledge D's. His name is Rutledge.
Don't forget about the fourth. He's Rutledge D's the fourth.
He kind of has a toddler like head. Right, where he's got a very big, like, his head is small, like, it's like a gray. Like, he's got a small chin and a very, very big head. And he's giving, like, a eyebrow raise, like he's the Rock. But the only Rock he's got is the rock-hard penis he has when he tries to get someone to wipe him after he shat into a diaper. But he's been caught again. By sending text messages. This is the second time in a year he sent a text message to scam victims. The last time he was using official channels, like he was putting up one of these, like he went to like a website where you could put up a notice saying, I need a personal nurse. And he was posing as his guardian. This time he was directly texting people and saying that he was engaged in an alternative mental therapy, which is that he offered to pay victims to change his diapers. Now,
right.
This is my question, right? Before, it definitely was illegal because he was talking to nurses and he was posing as a man with Down syndrome who needed to get his booty hole wiped, right?
Sure.
But this one was him cutting to the chase and saying like, hey, listen, all right, I need you. I don't care what kind of degree you got, all right? I'm a big old boo-boo baby, right? Like I'm a goo-goo gaga.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to get in there. And the one thing about being a boo-boo bing-bong baby is that I need someone to change my diaper and it's going to be you. And like he offered money.
So I think what we're talking about here is someone who has a sexual fetish that is going about getting that sexual fetish fulfilled in all the wrong places. He doesn't need to see a nurse. He needs to see a sex worker who is maybe they show up in a hazmat suit that day and a whole series of different precautions must be in place. But what he's doing is just going all – he's taking – it's like if you go out on Halloween and you're like, wow, I can't believe all of my neighbors were French maids. I had no idea. It's a costume. Yeah. See? So what he needed to do was not get a real nurse. You need to get someone who is understanding – in a nurse costume because they understand this is a sexual fetish. You don't have any mental illness, or perhaps there's some mental illness in there, but you don't have any medical problem. So he went about it the entire wrong way, almost like trying to find – it's like hiring Harrison Ford to actually go on an expedition to find a hidden treasure.
You're going to die. I mean, well, the thing is that – well, that's where you actually – that's a weird example you use because Harrison Ford's also a pilot. But the thing is –
he always crashes.
He always crashes.
You're going to die. So he needs to find – in this case –
he's so – all he does is smoke weed.
He's a – I mean, I love him. He's a genuine hero. And if I lose a little bit of weight, I kind of look like him when I was younger. But
wow, you think that?
No, people used to tell me that all the time.
Really?
Chevy Chase. Yeah, all the time.
Weird. But I think Chevy Chase is because you're tall.
Chevy Chase is like 6'1".
Harrison Ford is like Sandy Brown. You're as red as my underpants.
Get those checks, pal. So the guy, what I'm saying is, he's just going down the wrong road.
Yes.
And because of that, well, he's going to find himself up cruising creek for without a paddle, for a bruising when he goes to jail. Although now again, if you think about this fetish in prison, in jail, he can find someone for a book of stamps change his diaper. No, it won't be a woman. But I mean, at this point, he's going to have to, you know, compromise and play along with what you got.
All the thing is that it's just like you're heading into the sort of supervillain, like low rent supervillain territory where you pose as a mentally handicapped person. Are you going to do that in jail? Because let's face it, Kissel, he obviously doesn't want to go the legit route because he has the money and he's offering money, right? He's offering money and he's saying,
do we know
yes,
how much he
I'll
offered, though? They say he offered money. What is it, $8?
I think that he's probably lowballing him, which is why he's getting caught. Because when it comes down to it, if you offer the right amount of money, NERN might just be like, you know what? Who fucking gives a shit? I've been trying to quit this thing ever since COVID began. And like, you could maybe begin a new life of scooping poop out of people pretending to need it, right? But I think he's lowballing people and he likes the disgust. He likes when people get all in a tizzy and they get all mad when he's just like, psych!
He is
being totally normal.
he is being charged with human trafficking. I think because, that's again, heavy, he recruited people perhaps over state lines or county lines, whatever it may be, to Jefferson Parish in Louisiana. But this is another point about patience. Because all he had to do was wait 40 years. And he'll be getting that diaper. It's going to fill up. And he's going to. Oh, yes. So actually, he just ruined his own end. All he had to do was just be like, the nice thing about this fetish is, no matter what, I'm going to legally be able to get away with it. And they're actually maybe going to pay me to stay in hospice to get this done.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know what else you could try to do? You could try to unsuccessfully commit suicide and make yourself all jacked up. Right. And then all of a sudden you are the guy. Then he's the thing. Like, you do the thing where if you're going to blow your, you try to blow your brains up. And
like R-Space.
You hold, yes, exactly. And then you like hold the gun to the side. You know what I mean? Or you try to choke yourself out with carbon monoxide, but set an alarm, have someone come get you, right? And you get out like, I mean, you don't know that you're playing a scam on yourself anymore. But then you're there.
But you're there.
Where you are. And guess what? I bet you it doesn't go away. I bet you now that you are actually legally mentally handicapped and you need someone to come and wipe your diaper, you're still going to get hard. I'm because sure of the memories.
And again, at that point, then people would have some empathy, mostly for the nurse, again, who has to care for you, but you would not be in jail. So
yes,
there you go. Well, just don't do that and don't lie
don't
to
do
people.
That,
and just
don't do that, please.
Again, if you have a fetish of being a baby,
hire somebody. Hire a good sex worker who's a good actor.
Sex worker who's a good actor. Of course, let them know what they'll be getting into before that.
And I guess again, what, man? This is an employee's market. All right. You can go out there. You find the right amount of money. You don't know. Mm-hmm. People are looking to leave their corporate jobs. You don't know what you'll find out there if you're willing to really put up the money. Full benefits. Like, someone will come and fucking scoop your butthole. I mean, honestly, for fucking health care.
Yeah, could be. All right. Well, let's move on a little bit. Speaking of.
Is that a corporate nightmare, what I just talked about? Is that like post-capitalism, like a dreary landscape of you having to suck the shit out of a man's asshole just so you can make your ends meet?
I mean, it definitely is like, whoa, I didn't have this in my 2022 bingo card.
It's not yet, no.
I would hope that someone isn't suffering and struggling so much to the point where they felt as if they had to say to taking the job offer that would be wiping somebody's poop from their butt, even though that person is completely capable of wiping the poop from their own butt. But again, just wait for time. Father Time, who is the ultimate prankster.
He's the ultimate prankster, isn't he?
And he'll make you shit yourself for the last 5-6 years of your life.
Can't wait.
Live from your grave.
This next story is sad, but also just, is it weird that it's cute in a sense, though, because it's about animals. This story is about animals.
Oh, this is,
but
it's not
also
cute,
very
but
sad.
There's a lot of absolutely fucked up animal stories this week.
Do you remember when we first invaded Iraq?
And, I think about it every day.
And then, you know, as the we just allowed a series of factions to take over because we didn't really fully commit. And
no,
yada, yada, yada.
Kissel.
We
there's
just kind
no
of destroyed
way that was
everything
just
with no building
Kissel,
up process.
No way. There was no way that we were just in the hands of arms dealers and drug pushers. And we trained them and then gave them weapons and then they fought against us. Yeah, there's no way, Kissel.
But you saw some images of what people can do to each other, and sometimes they throw people off of buildings. It could be really bad, but it turns out it might not just be human nature. It might just be animal nature. Monkeys were very upset. This story takes place.
This story's fucked up.
Masha Lagan. Okay, that's in India. And this dog, he killed one of these monkeys' babies, right?
Okay,
and
sure.
Like, odd dog, right? And then the monkeys got all mad. This
dogs
is a real story.
Don't really know, though. You know what I mean? Like, Sina's dog, Rumi, has become, he has now murdered three fucking squirrels.
Oh, is he up to three?
Yes, he's got three squirrels underneath his fucking collar. He is a dangerous little dog for squirrels, but he's the happiest little guy. He doesn't know what he's doing, though.
I do think he does, because he brings them to Sina with a sort of glee in his mouth.
And Sina celebrates it.
Yeah, of course, because, you know, Sina is our kind of guy. Enraged monkeys killed over 250 dogs by dragging them to the top of buildings and dropping them off out of, quote, revenge, because
Jesus Christ, one of the
dogs killed one of the infants of one of the monkeys in the Indian village. His story is insane.
I just don't even know how they, number one, how do they have that kind of memory? How do they know to go kill all the dogs?
I don't know. Did they get a memo? Get all the dogs?
I don't know. But also, you'd think that, like, in my mind, okay, a bunch of monkeys killing a bunch of dogs. I imagine a group of monkeys all, like, attacking and biting a dog at once. The fact that they did it like they were John Wick.
The residents of this Indian village have been like, okay, it's literally raining dogs. Where
That's
are the cats?
That's cute in you a way, it. Except the thing is that it's cute in a cartoon, but when dogs are just, like, fucking exploding everywhere, like, no one likes that.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So apparently all 250 dogs have been killed by the rampaging monkeys. And now, evidently, there's not one single dog left in this entire Indian village.
Holy shit.
So you know what? Memo got, if I'm a dog, like I'm a dog, I get it. I got it. You know what we're going to do here?
We understand.
We got it. Our guy, Rasko, he made a small mistake eating one of your baby monkeys, okay?
Yeah, dude. We even in the mafia, they just do whack for whack.
They just do whack for whack. But I think these monkeys,
they went ham, dude.
And the dogs are so cute, and it's a brutal story. But anyway, so they need to get a dog negotiator in there, and they need to talk to Peak Monkey, and they need to see Mr. Monkey that is in charge of all the other monkeys. Please, Lord, call off your troops. We will
release.
Not eat another one of your babies. But
we need a truce.
Yeah.
All right. There's been too much war and dissension as it is. We need truce between the monkeys and the dogs. Because where's the rest of the internet content going to come from if they are too busy warring for us to film them?
But also, what happened here is, again, in defense of the dog, maybe not the one that ate the little baby, okay?
Well, you got one bad apple.
You got one bad apple. But apparently, these monkeys have also been attacking people, and there was a group of dogs that chased a group of monkeys away because they were harassing a local woman and her children. And then the dog said,
no, these
not on our watch.
Because
and then this is what, like we talk about in our live show, Homeward Bound.
Yes, Homeward Bound for revenge. This is it.
This is the animal movie, Invisible Life of Pets. What happens when we're not there?
Well,
this is
like,
the movie.
Yes, monkeys are technically closer to us in genetics, sure. But dog is man's best friend.
They are.
So we need to come together here. We need to figure this out because them just killing all of these dogs is not going to ingratiate anybody to the monkeys.
No, because right? now apparently the monkeys they're killing young kids now too. This
they're
place is crazy, Henry.
But also this is a story that's about dogs that's also absolutely fucked up. This is a guy in Lame Deer, right? This is Lame Deer. Where's Billings? I think it's Montana.
Ooh, Billings.
A man was fucking torn apart by a pack of dogs.
Wait, what?
This is one of these stories.
Hold on
really
a second. So now the dogs are bad?
There's a lot going on here. So this is they're saying apparently they're having a problem with these packs of dangerous dogs. And what's interesting is that they still had to do an autopsy where they found a man who was absolutely torn apart by a bunch of dogs, right?
Right.
And then they had to take the guy to the hospital and then the doctor look at it and be like, all right, let's take a look at this. Yep. It was dogs. And it's like, yeah, it definitely was dogs. He's got a fucking, he's covered in puppy hair and
aww.
He's absolutely ripped to pieces. This is according to the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation. It's overpopulated with dogs and they're all over the place. And apparently
aww.
They keep attacking people. And so the problem is that they said they found them. Now they're trying to find, they're finding every single loose dog that's out there and they're humanely euthanizing them. I think we're going to create a man versus dog war here now.
There is a lot of revenge against the dog. But in this case, the man that was killed, again, as Henry said, it was on, it was on the North Cheyenne Reservation of Lame Deer in Rosebud County. He has got a great name. His name is Duke Little Whirlwind. Which I love.
Oh, that's a cool name.
That's like, cool name. I might almost just say that was your little name, little Whirling Dervish.
Yes.
And he was 58 years old. And at 11 a.m., he went out. He went to go fix his bicycle. And he never returned, or his bicycle, and he never returned.
I'm so scared. That's like
know.
One of those things where it's like, I always joke about that. Like, we always talk about, like, what are the worst ways to die? You know, like, we talk about that. I feel like that's up there.
Yeah.
Being eaten to death by a bunch of dogs doesn't seem like it's super cool, but it's also like, how isolated was this man? Because it's not a quiet death.
No, although at some point, aren't you just like, oh, hey, Doc. And then I think they just grab your jugular And then they just go.
They pull you down first. They can't just get at your throat because you're going to have.
Well, he was fixing his bicycle. He was on all fours. He was fixing the tires, maybe.
Is he going on fours? What kind of slut is this guy? No, I mean, like, you have to. I feel like the dogs would start pulling on your leg because bigger dogs make me nervous too a little bit, but only like when they're really like. Nosing at your dick and balls. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like, that's the thing. The dog fucking, because then I guess.
You got to get the peanut butter off your dick and balls.
How many dogs do you think it would take to overwhelm you? Like, if do you feel like that if you, if like, how many dogs
would,
like.
Little or big dogs?
Like, let's say it's a bunch of wild dogs like this. Like forest dogs.
Three.
Yeah.
That's it, dude. They're tough.
Do you think you could kill a dog with your bare hands?
Absolutely. But yeah, then the other ones can come in, and it's going to be.
We've talked about this. I think we have talked about this before. Well, this whether or not we can kill a dog.
Yeah, this is. Well, again, only if need be, and of course. These,
yeah, I'm not trying to.
In these two stories, it's very bizarre because I'm finding myself saying the dogs were kind of in the wrong here, because they killed this man, which is it's hard for me to wrap my head around that. But you have to be honest with yourself. Yeah, well, you can't let politics cloud your. Cloud your vision.
Sidestories LPOTL at gmail.com. Let me know. Do dogs, because I've heard this, do dogs get a taste for human blood? And do then they crave human meat?
Like, that is what, a myth. What,
but my question is like, why would the dogs go out of their way just to kill a random man if he wasn't doing something? Like going into a dog's territory, touching his puppies. I don't fucking know.
I have no idea what will set a dog off. All I know is more treats, perhaps. That's why you always have to go outside with a couple of treats in your pocket, just in case. According to
I know
the
that the dingo is the most dangerous animal in Australia. The most deaths are attributed to the dingo. And
that,
but then
you
I
learned
saw
that from Seinfeld.
No, I saw that when I went to the zoo.
Oh.
I went to the zoo there. And they said they're very dangerous. But you look at them, and it's just this cute-ass dog. Yeah. It looks like a fucking golden lab. Like, this is cute ass dog. And you're like, yeah, all right, there. It's the most dangerous animal you can even be around. And it's been like, the other is a 7-foot tall bird with two raptor claws. And you're like, sweetest little babies you've ever been around. And I was like, what?
I like kangaroos. So this is according
whatever.
To. I do. They're a marmot. That's what they say. There was actually a neighbor that just killed their other neighbor's kangaroo because it said that kangaroo, I don't know, hit on its wife or something. I don't
that's
freaking
weird.
Know what
that's
people
fucking
are up
weird.
To
that's
Australia.
You. That's you. You're doing that.
I
you're attributing.
The kangaroo is it's a sexy beast. So all of the dude's clothes were ripped off. And then this is what the coroner said, or this is according to the brother of the person who saw, or the sister of the person who saw Duke's body. They say the coroner said he was really torn up. So I guess they just went in and, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's fucked up. That's a scary way to die. I don't want that to happen to me in any way, shape, or form. I want to be one with the dogs. This is why I travel everywhere by car.
Yeah, apparently this is a very big problem in the town. I guess these dogs, Tom Mexican Chian, a lame deer resident of 40 years, backed up claims that saying these attacks happen all the time. So I guess
that's fucking scary.
They got to figure something out because you shouldn't constantly be getting attacked by dogs. I feel like if you get attacked by dogs like all the time in your community, you got to address it.
You kill every fucking dog in sight. That's very sad. That's got to be a sad job because I remember hearing the toll. You remember that we talked about this a long time ago, that Side Stories episode where the guy committed suicide, but he had opened up his whole zoo, like his amateur zoo,
yes,
and he let all the animals run.
I think there was a doc
but,
on
like,
that.
People got traumatized by having to kill all of these exotic animals because it's very, very sad to have to go and kill a bunch of dogs. Like in Chernobyl, what they had to go do when they had to go and kill all the fucking dogs after the meltdown. Like you already have all this tragedy already, and now you got to go kill a bunch of dogs.
Well, this story is crazy because according to Tom Mexican Cheyenne, again, he has said that the Bureau of Indian Affairs, they're supposed to do something about it. But they say, then he said, they're not doing anything about it. And then you know what he said? He said, well, you know what then? I'm going to shoot all these dogs myself.
Jesus
and you know what
Christ.
They did? They arrested him.
Yeah, of course they should. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. It seems like there are, I don't know what's going on with these dogs in Montana.
What if there is a dog mayor? Is there a dog mayor? Is there a dog lobbyist that's high up?
There
on
could
the city
be.
Council?
There could be. I know some places, small towns, they'll have a cat for mayor, dog
I
for mayor.
I think I read somewhere that 12 dogs have been elected to mayor in America.
That's kind of nice.
Which is incredible.
But anyway, they
well,
did take pictures.
Well, this is a fucked up story.
They did, yeah. Anyway, they did take pictures of the dogs And apparently they said they took them out of town and shot them, four of Jesus them, because those Christ. Dogs had blood on them. And they know those blood. They know those dogs had a part in it. So then it was like,
Jesus then it was Christ, like chicken balls. Yeah, Jesus Christ! Like what if it was jam? Justice. What if it was like my old German Shepherd used to eat my mom's lipstick?
I don't know. Okay, I'm just saying this. They got a posse together and they round up these dogs and then honestly, they shot them outside of town. Like we're in Robin Hood and the Prince of Nottingham got upset with villagers. I don't know what's going on.
Most people's holidays got canceled this year, so at least it gives something for people to do.
Live from your grave.
This is a story. This is what I'll talk about. Let's move on to speaking of what a glorious holiday it was. This is my favorite story of the week, and it's not. It's just because of the mayhem attached to it, and it's innocent, and it just makes me laugh. Great. So this comes from the UK. So apparently there was a service this woman saw online. Her name is Laura McGill. She saw online, I think it was on Facebook, where there was a local dude who was presenting himself as Hire the Grinch to entertain your kids for Christmas, right? So like it was this dude, he was like, he has a whole full body Grinch costume and he's like, for £85, I'll come in. Well, like we'll do snack time with the kids, we can do pictures with the Grinch, you know, we can have some shenanigans and stuff. And this woman's like, all right, that sounds nice to do.
Does she know the history of the Grinch?
No, I think that she thought in a way, oh, this will be some sedate man. He'll come, he'll take the pictures. He won't really be some entity of total chaos. But the man came, and then what he did was destroy her entire home. He destroyed everything. If you look at the pictures from it, it is absolutely incredible. This is all incredible. On Twitter. Like, you saw the one shot where she did these, like, cute pictures. She showed, like, the one thing where she did, like, a Grinch setup where she's like, here's my cute, like, little snack center. We had a bunch of Grinch cupcakes and all stuff. Cut to the next picture. The kitchen is smeared with garbage. The living room and the television is covered in candy residue and chocolate syrup, and then it cuts to the kids and the kids are covered in candy and marker.
Now may I say this, in the defense of the Grinch, the kids are smiling. Technically had a great time.
Oh yeah, she's obviously complaining because she didn't expect the Grinch to show up. But the thing was, is that you buy the ticket, you take the ride. You invited the Grinch into your fucking home. And what do you think this guy was going to do? Like, you think he was going to be all fucking like, no, man. Like, you find somebody boring. I would hire this guy, though. I want to find this guy, whoever played the Grinch. And I want to hire him to be a random ass Grinch. Because this is the other thing, too. I think that the Grinch only gets focus at Christmas time.
Yeah.
The Grinch, he's around all the time. And I feel like the Grinch, kind of like the Noid, right, could also be a fun symbol of total chaos. But you could use him in a lot of different aspects. You could take the Grinch, you can unleash him at Easter.
Mm-hmm.
The Grinch July 4th, have the Grinch show up.
I think that this mom, her name is Laura, which is my mother's name. So you know
she's a giggler.
She's a sweetheart, yeah.
That was a nice picture you took with your mother and your family.
Yeah, that was the only one we got before everything fell apart.
Yeah, wow.
So
cool.
Isn't that nice? But the problem is with Laura, first of all, in her defense, she did create a great memory for her child.
Oh, she did the best Christmas that kid ever had.
But then sadly, because you know, she was like, whoa, that was a little overwhelming. That was like, whoa, that was a lot. I thought this was like, am I living in a cartoon hell? Am I in like one of these 1980s movies where it's like, you know, where are the credits so I can get out of this horrible scene? The problem is no one had any empathy for her. Because they all said, you paid the Grinch to
That's
be the Grinch.
Saying.
And they came. And I just feel like sometimes if you like go out, like you go to, if you get the most spicy chicken sandwich at Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
You ask for it.
Yes, but it's also not supposed to fucking put you in the hospital.
For the most spicy chicken sandwich.
Yes, but
sandwich.
It's also, you live in a realm, but there has
you
to be.
You arrived saying, I want the most, single most spicy chicken sandwich
that's
that you
on
have.
This menu. It still has to be consumable, you know?
I guess.
And I feel like the Grinch, yes, he Grinched it, but also like, pump the brakes. Just a, like you went 11 for 10.
Well, he's definitely an unstable person.
Yeah.
Like whoever did this, like, yeah, like it's not what you're supposed to do. The next time he does this, he's going to pull his dick out and start pissing on the couch and shit. You know what I mean? Like this is only the beginning for whoever this guy is. He's going to turn into the Riddler. Yeah. But until then, it's a good time. But yeah, he should have done it. It's like, in a way, like, yes, it's an inappropriate chair. That's why I'm celebrating it, because it's fantastic. And it ruined a Christmas afternoon.
Yeah, so every bit of food, all the cupcakes, thrown all over the place.
Thrown all over the place.
And he destroyed all of the Christmas decorations. You know.
It is just so absolutely funny.
Yeah, well, he poured a bunch of what appears to be liquid eggs all over the floor.
So funny, man. She's so pissed, too.
And my question is the Grinch known for home invasion? I don't know about that. And then also, I suppose this isn't a home invasion.
It's not. You invited him in. You invited him in. It's like the vampire. He can't arrive until you invite him in.
Yeah. Well, I guess she learned a lesson there. Don't hire the Grinch to do anything. He is a villain.
But it's just so funny, dude. The look on that kid's face. You gave him a fucking memory for a lifetime.
This next story brings us to beautiful, sunny Florida, where Henry is currently stuck.
And it's fantastic here. And people don't have an attitude problem here at all. No one's like super pissed for no reason, even though they live in the absolute tropical paradise that is Florida. And the weather is gorgeous and they have everything that they need. And then they're just so sour-faced.
Yeah, perhaps they've been poisoned. Who knows? Well, there's a man. He was 34. His name is Patrick Florence. And you know what? Just because it seems as if something may be, it not always is. He was a Clearwater man. He was pulled over for drinking and driving, and then he had some weed on him. But the thing is, he had cocaine, meth, as well as marijuana. But the cocaine and meth, which he claims was not his, it was wrapped around his cock.
He was holding it for a guy.
Yeah, he was holding it for a guy.
Yeah, he was holding it for his friend. And of course.
So, but I liked that the cops were, he was like, what's this? You know, the cops are like, this is all this coke and meth around
your
cock.
What's this? There's something in your balls. What's this? It's coming down the halls.
It's not mine.
Oh, of course. Free to go, sir.
Yes. So the cops said, okay, we're going to arrest you. And then he said, this package wrapped around my penis is not mine. And then they said, well, we think it probably is. And then, so they said, and then according to the cops, they say possession is nine. This is according to the article. This is the Orlando Weekly, and I want to shout out this joke from the Orlando Weekly. As a matter of fact, Alex Galbraith closes this little article with quite a good joke. He says, and they say possession is 9 inches. Of the law. So that is just fantastic.
I am giving up being a comedian and I'm giving it to him.
Yes, indeed.
I want him to do it. I want him to do the show.
They also found a gun under Florence's seat.
He was
having a lot. Like, what a day. What happens when you wake up in the morning? Sometimes put on your makeup, put on your clothes. If you're us, you comb your hair or whatever it might be, groom your beard. But then this guy, I guess you have to pull your dick, get kind of hard, wrap it up, and then just assume the best.
Well, I feel like the man was maybe not in the right, most clear-headed state of mind. I feel like he might have made a rash decision to wrap it around his dick and balls, thinking that I don't know. I don't know what would possess him. I know that when Ed and I went into see Bruce Springsteen like fucking 15 years ago,
yes.
Ed also wrapped weed around his balls.
His balls,
to get into the thingy.
Very large.
He has very huge balls. And so we've talked about this before, but he put his one hitter and the tiny eighth of weed we had, and he wrapped around with a hair tie around his dick and balls. So that was to get through the security there, and he probably didn't even have to do that.
No, probably not.
Because everyone was smoking weed. Everyone was smoking weed around us. This guy, I don't know. I think he was overthinking it.
Yeah, overthinking it. And underthinking it, because I've heard when people do meth or coke, you know, you get a little bit more self-aware. But this guy, he was driving around without the lights on. That's your telltale sign. You just got to turn them lights on. And then he'd probably still have that coke and meth wrapped right around his ding-dong. And he would probably be
just
so happy.
It's just one of those things where, like, when a cop, you know, when you see a man driving with his lights off at night, this is the problem. It's never really that, and it's never an innocent problem. Every single time I have done that, it is because I am too fucking hammered
to be behind the wheel. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm talking about back in the day. I don't do that anymore. But in college, there were no taxis. There was no Uber. And so you just say, do whatever. You'd be like, all right, it's just good. I'm going to party and then I'll just figure out my way back. And that was always the sure tell sign that someone should have stopped you from driving. When you realize you're like halfway home and you go, uh-oh, and then turn your lights on and be like, I've just been ghosting this whole time.
Right. Indeed. Well, maybe that's the radar.
I just wonder why he decided to wrap it around his dick and balls. I guess he thought he must have done that hastily.
I guess.
That's a lot of drugs at once. Do you really need coke and meth?
Well, you don't need either. You don't need either, I'm going to say.
Wow.
Also, be very careful. Apparently, they're putting fentanyl in weed now, which is just nefarious with no point.
Good Lord. Yeah, what does it even do? Jesus Christ, man. No, we just have to get weed legally, federally across the entire fucking world. Go to the last podcast. Go to the last Prisoner Project and fucking join the army, man. We got to get this federalized. I know that there's a lot of people mad.
God's butt. Yes, indeed. Yes. Well, just lastly, before we get to Hero of the Week, in Idaho, you heard about this story, Henry.
Oh, this shit's fucked up.
Yeah, this guy ate another man.
We've had a lot of cannibalism in the news.
Why do you think that is? Because I was just thinking that.
It goes in waves. It often goes in waves for some reason. Same thing with family annihilations. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because there's something attached to what people are consuming media-wise and things like you get the idea. Because this guy, he said that he ate this dude. They basically found a 7-year-old man on this man's property. They found him dead in a car, and they called to the police, and the police showed up, and they found the guy. His name was
James, aka Jimmy David Russell.
Yeah, James David Russell kind of looks like an amateur cannibal. I don't know why I say that, but he kind of looks like it. Like, this is outside of Boise, and he said that he had cut parts out of this man and ate them because he thought that it would help fix his brain.
Well, I don't know if that was going to work there.
I think that he apparently was, this is my question. I don't know whether he's insane or not, but they found this guy.
I think he is. Yeah.
They found this old man. They found a bunch of chunks taken out of him, right? Like, the guy had cut whole strips out of him.
Were supposed to be there. You're supposed to have those chunks.
The only way a chunk is supposed to come out of you if it's filled with cancer. Yep, you know what I mean? It. Otherwise, everything should stay in. And so they found in his house, they found evidence that he had been cooking the meat, and they found a blender with meat in it, and they found stuff. So I guess he was also, because it's cold in Boise, so he was using them as an outdoor fridge. He was using the car as an outdoor fridge for the guy. And I guess he was literally going from his house out to where the dead guy was in a car on his property and just literally cutting chunks off like he was a fucking halal beef.
Again, he was 70 years old, and his name in this world of people saying rude things. I'm sure this man had a lot of people making fun of his last name, which I do not think is appropriate. The victim's name is David M. Flaggett. And he just didn't need this. This is the last thing he needed to end his 70-year run, was just to have somebody carving him up and keeping him in a car. I mean,
I don't want to go this way. I don't think anybody wants to go this way. Because, you know, you think in your mind, I just want to be useful.
Yeah.
But not to fix this man's brain, because you're not. And apparently when they went to go speak to this cannibal, he was like not recognizing what the Miranda rights. He was like looking all over the place and he was going, my brain's on fire. My brain's on fire. But then my thing is that I think he's insane. Sure.
I think so.
But he also could have been faking the whole thing.
I mean, he wasn't faking carving this guy up and eating him, because the cops...
Well, he might be trying to appear completely, totally insane.
You know, if that's the case, good job, you passed. If that's the case, yes. He actually passed. So the cops knew that something was going on when it comes to the pieces of flesh, because they were able to have... They found a thermal artifact. And, this is so gross. So... They found bloodied microwave and a glass bowl, which, you know what? I'm going to channel the inner foodie in me. Let's forget the fact that this is human meat, right?
Sure.
Have a little class, barbecue. Have a little class.
I mean, honestly, anything.
You're going to microwave human flesh, which is disgusting.
Because you know that's disgusting. You know that that's not going to taste good.
It's the same thing as microwaving pork. Unless it's pre-cooked, but this is not pre-cooked because it was raw. It was cold. So, and then they found a bloody knife in a duffel bag. And anyway, the cops really, they really figured it out. They figured it all out.
They really fucking figured it out. They really got to the bottom of this one that was laid out for them. Like, it literally was just a crime that they were told about. And then they went and the man was like, yeah, I ate him. And then they were like, all right. Like, I guess it's good for a cop in a way, because then they get it done.
Yeah. According to the cops there, the guy was duct taped and then he was killed. And they say there's a lot of facets we will never know. It wasn't the bloodiest crime scene, but it's more of the psychological. What the heck is going on here? And yeah. Why am I picking? And then she says, this is the officer, Stella. Philip Stella. He says, why am I picking up pieces? It's a walk down the dark path that we don't see very often. I hope not.
Yeah. No, I hope not.
Anyway, there you go. All right.
That's really fucked up.
That is really fucked up, isn't it? According to Robert Beers, they examined Mr. Flaggett's body. They say it all happened post-mortem.
He died of a head trauma.
Yeah, so I guess it's better than just like slowly being like, can you stop? Can you just stop eating me?
Can we stop with the shading, please? A little bit of the amateur butchery. Can we take it down a scotch, please, mister?
Yeah. All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. Let's do Hero of the Week, shall we?
Fuck Christmas, man.
I am not. You know what? Christmas is a neutral event, isn't it? It's really us that ruin
it. It's just a day. It's just a day on the calendar.
Let's just give it to this guy. His name was Ralph Rotella. We covered this other dude who was a shoe dude and he killed a bunch of people, but this guy didn't because he's Hero of the Week. So he says, this is Ralph Rotella. He put shoes on the people that are in need of shoes. So anyone with feet, he said, I could never do it without you guys and all the people that bring donations. This year was unbelievable. So what he does was he has a rescue mission and he says, please give me all your shoes. And then people give him their shoes. And then he puts those shoes on the feet of people that need it. And this happens in upstate New York. It's very cold and people need them shoes. So that is really, really sweet of him to do that. And he helps a lot of people out. So he's Hero of the Week. And then also one more little Hero of the Week, which was really just more of a concept because it made me feel really happy. And that is because I just found out that there are people in Greenland that actually eat sugar and it makes them healthier. This is according to studyfinds.org.
This is garbage.
So
this is
completely
a lie.
Real.
It's not a lie from Greenland.
No,
they
it's not.
Want...
It's coming in from the University of Copenhagen. So you go to the University of Copenhagen and you tell them they're lying.
You literally have to have wooden shoes on in order to teach there.
So apparently there's people living in Greenland for over a millennia and their diet consumed is mostly sugar. And people would say, you must be really overweight. However, they have a genetic variation and they have a lower BMI, weight, fat percentage, cholesterol levels, and are in generally significantly healthier. They have less belly fat and might find it easier to get a six pack. So anyway, I don't know why this is Hero of the Week, but the concept of eating sugar and losing weight is Hero of the Week as well.
It is a nice idea. Honestly, and Europeans are all in better health than us.
Yep.
For some reason, even though they leave the eggs out.
Bro, I had such great food in Italy, and I felt like I was lighter.
It was so much better. It was so good. It was healthy. Oh, God. So I'm going to get into some listener emails.
Good.
The main thing I want to talk about is the main takeaway I got, we asked people, like, what are meth dens like? Where do you get your meth, right? And what people have said is, it is interesting because, which I believe we said in the last episode, meth heads are not all, like, scraggly spider people. Like, there are very normal people who have it, quote unquote, together.
One might be your senator. Who knows?
I mean, probably is. Because according to one guy said that he got his meth from a guy that got it from a judge. So it's like, great. That does happen. Yeah. And then there a lot of times, but we asked, like, what's a normal meth den like? What's the atmosphere? What's the fanciest place you ever got meth?
Sure.
One person said that they used to get meth delivered to them to a fancy hotel room. They used to go and someone used to come and bring it to them. Another person went to a guy's cool house where they went and he had like EDM music going and then everyone have cool. a glass of wine and stuff. But it does mostly seem to be not like that.
Okay.
Mostly seems to be kind of worse. So this is really interesting. All right. This is very addicting, right? So you guys want to know what a meth house smelled like. I'll tell you, I've been in many. It's usually a chemical smell. One thing that you can't really put your finger on, but seems familiar. The reason being the ingredients to make meth are weird shit that shouldn't go into a human body.
Right.
Items like brake cleaner, tin foil, rubber hoses, acetylene torches, phosphorus, ammonia, etc. You mix all of these scents and all of these things burning together at the same time and voila, you got the smell of a meth house.
Yay.
They all have other things in common as well. So meth makes you think you are concentrating really hard and thinking really well, but in reality, you now have temporary ADHD. So every meth house has an increasing number of renovations happening, usually at night, but they never get finished. Also, the people in them usually sweat a lot for obvious reasons. So there are a lot of fans everywhere and they're always running. Also, there's a ton of extension cords laying around everywhere. And it's usually because the dude making it, he came up with this sort of genius idea to put his lab in a crawl space under his house or some shit and uses the extension cords to set it all up down there. That or they will randomly cook it all out in the shed they have out back. And they all have a shed out back.
Okay.
Lastly, where I'm from, the labs are always, and I mean always, in a broken down vehicle somewhere or in a piece of shit trailer. So that's really interesting. So this is outside Asheville. So if you're looking for it, it's outside Asheville. And then someone also, another reaction I got was that it smells a lot of BO.
I do believe that as well. Well, there you go. We'll just be very careful. I guess you're not into meth for the smell.
No.
Well, thank you all so much.
And I want to actually discover, there's one thing I wanted to talk about, but honestly, I want to talk about it with Marcus, because maybe I bring it up for the next Relax Fit about the idea of Buddhist exorcisms. And like, there's some really, it's too much information for me to even go through. That is absolutely fascinating. But basically, long story short, there are Buddhist exorcisms. Like we covered last week, right before break, we did an episode about deadly exorcisms where we expanded upon what we were talking about in the Annalise Mikkel series. But it's very, very interesting to see how like pretty much every single culture has a form of exorcism.
Right,
and
right.
In the Buddhist world, they believe in the idea that spirits can attach themselves to you. But there's also many different, there's different strains of Buddhism. There's also the idea like, you know, there's more like, it's like theological, where they believe that the Buddha's like a god type dude. There are other ones that are just like, there's nothing and we are just floating awareness, right? They don't believe in any of that stuff, but there's many different strains. So it is interesting. I got to post it somewhere.
Check out the conversation that Keith Raniere had with the Buddha. Really powerful.
Oh yes, because you can really. Buddha. The
Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama, who can be purchased, which is really interesting. You see that they just froze Mother Teresa's charity too.
Oh, thank God!
They just froze her charity. One day we will do our episode on Mother Teresa.
Air quotes charity. Yes, indeed.
But this week coming up, we got a UFO story, we got some true crime, and then when we go to all stations, including Spotify, thanks to the people over at Stitcher, when we do that February 1st, we have a big old series coming on the fucking vape.
Can't wait. Well, everyone, Henry takes a sip of water before he tells you.
To what? Before you tell him what? Oh, you want to live, laugh, love today?
You
you think that's what
the
fucking holiday is about?
I've never wanted to live, laugh, love. Do you want to 2022?
No.
Are you getting rid of the
triple? No, I'm locked in. No, I'm
fucking
locked
in,
bro. No, the people need it. They crave it, right? So live every day knowing for a fact you never know when every single flight that you're going to need to be on gets canceled. And that there is no place for you to go and you're
seems
kicked
like you're
out of one Airbnb.
Negative. Seems
no,
like you're getting
and,
negative.
No way. And you're there with your family in five bags and you got a little dog and you're in Florida and the only things that they think about in Florida of dogs, they think big old fucking like mud hounds. Meanwhile, you got a 6-pound chihuahua. No one will let you inside of their hotel. Maybe, you can live like that. And then you can love the fact that the one thing that you can do in Florida is get a gun really easily.
Don't get weed, though. No weed.
No
sports
weed.
Gambling, by the way.
No, no, absolutely not. Nothing enjoyable. Nothing enjoyable.
Nothing
just all the stuff that can increase your agitation, alcohol and firearms. And it's really, really fun that way. Probably a lot of methamphetamine as well.
Oh,
and then you just laugh knowing that Disney's here. And you can always go. You can always go there if you want. You can always go to Disney and just sit outside there and scream and scream and scream and never be able to go inside. Because honestly, now even at Disney World here in Tampa or in Orlando, you can't even really get on any of the rides unless you pre-book everything on an app that you have to download ahead of time. So if you don't do homework 3 days before you go to Disney World, you can't even see anything.
Man, that is a reason to just live, laugh, and love.
It really is. Really is. Everyone. But next week is going to be a lot happier.
That's great. Well, we hope
it fucking better be.
It has to be. We hope everyone survived this holiday season as well as possible and stay as safe as possible. And don't let the haters bring you down. I learned that from Eminem.
It really is important, all right? And be careful, because that Omicron is everywhere.
That's what they said. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everyone.
Hail me, fucker.
Yes, can't wait to be with you 2022. This was the last episode of 2021.
Last episode of 2022, 2021, and can't wait, because 2022, this is the year.
It has to be. It literally has to be. I can't mentally handle another one.
Nope, this is the year. So. We got it this year.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.